Yasmin.
Good evening.
Good evening, Hanok.
You're the first one, and hopefully there'll be more.
Hopefully.
Do you have a better day today?
Oh, yeah. Finally, I got that check, one of the checks that I was waiting for.
Good.
So I'm starting now to solve problems. I just left it in the bank for like a few hours before it's gone. But, you know, Baruch Hashem. Yeah. Things are starting to come up, you know, much better.
Good.
I guess the Mar Hesban is going away.
Brandela.
Good evening.
Good evening. Hi, Brandy.
Hey.
Shalom, Ira.
Shalom, Ira. How are you?
I'm good. I'm sorry about the previous call. I'm glad to be here.
Don't worry about it. I'm glad you're here. So we're starting out with the Ana B'Koach. So please join me. Ana B'Koach, Gedulat Yemincha, Tatir, Zerizah, Alephet Gimel, Yutat Sadi, Kabel Rinat, Amcha Sagvenu, Taharein, Nora, Kufre Shayan, Sintet Nun, Na Gibor Dor Sheyechutcha Kevavat Shamlen Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shem Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sidkatcha Tamid Gamlen Betet Reish Saditav Gimel. Hasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Na'el Adata Et Kufpet Tet Nunayan Yachid Ge'e Lamcha Penei Zokrei Kiddushata Yud Gimel Amad Hei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu kabel, ushmatziakatenu, yodea talumot, shinkufav tadiyotav. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of that creation. We will utilize the 13 attributes of mercy for this purpose. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'Chanun, Erech Apayim, V'Rav Chesed V'Emet, Notzer Chesed La'alafim, Nosea on wafesha, vechata'a v'nakei. We're now going to connect to the energy of the year 5778, the energy of bowing to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses that connect to this energy from the Tanakh. And we will start with the L'shem Yichud before the first verse, which that we we study, which comes from 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. L'shem yichud kudsha b'richu, ishkinte b'tchilu, erchimu, tchilu, tchilu, erchimu. Le'achda l'shem yud hei b'val hei, b'yichuda shilim b'shem kol Yisrael, limud Torah mitzvah, la'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maaseh yadeinu konaneh aleinu maaseh yadeinu konanehu. Vayishkav Amnon vayichal v'yavo hamelech liroto vayomer Amnon el hamelech melech tavo. Natamar achoti utlabev le'ene shete levivot be'evre mi'ada. The second verse that we study that connects to this energy of the year 5778 is Psalms chapter 32, verse 5. In this verse, the name of the year is concealed. Tafshin Ayin Chet. The letters of this name are separated by three letters each. Chatati odiacha va'avoni lo kisiti amarti ode ale peshayai ladonai ohe wahe ve'ata nasata Avon Chatati Sela. The year 5777, the year of the goat. There are also two verses that connect to this energy. And the first one that we study is from Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Tod Taduni Katzipor Oyevai Chinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to create Tzatzkiyach, which translates as appear like brothers. And when we take the final letters of these words, we have Bir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to the energy of the goat is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. In this verse, the name of this year, Tafshin Ayin Zion, is concealed, and the letters of this name are separated by seven letters each. Ki im ba Adonai yo he wahe Elohechem tadebaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776, the year known as the pause that refreshes, there are also two verses that connect to this energy. The first verse that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ha'yulimat. Willo yachlu lehavshit et kol haolot. Vayehaskum achechem alevim ad kelot. Hamlacha biad yitkachu akohanim ki alevim. Yishre levav lehitkadesh me hakohanim. There are 25 words in this verse. If we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe, Lahe, Wawawa, Yolayo, Alame, Hey, 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 Aka'a, Prekaha. The next verse, Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4, also connects to the energy of the pause. Bidhu ba'adonai, yo-hei-wa-hei, ade-ad-ki-bi-ya, yo-hei-adonai, yo-hei-wa-hei, tur-olami. The year 5775, the year that swallows the deaf forever, there are three verses that connect to this energy. The first is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kamalo tishemi meni lo tarpeni adbili ruki. Next, we study 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. This is connecting to the year 5776. Uru, Udu, Mikol Hamachavo Iyam, Asher Yitchabe, Sham Washavtem, Eli El Naho, Wehalakti Yitchem, Wehayaim Yeshno, Varetz Vehipasti, O Toh Bekal Alfe Yehuda. I just made an error when I said it was 5776. It connects to the energy of 5775, swallowing death forever. The third verse that connects to this energy is Job chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved roav. Yom Ru'ayo. The year 5774 is the energy of which is peace in the Middle East. There is only one verse in all of the Tanakh that has this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisam timakom. Le'ami le'Yisrael, untati v'shakan, tachta v'lo yirgaz, od v'lo yosifu, v'nei avla la'anoto, ka'asher barishona. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God, and the manner in which we make this connection is to take all 216 letters, using their root vowels and saying them out loud. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shilalahe aka aretaheta. Hezayo alada dela awa heheya yozala mebehe ereyo hekome la awa kalayo la wawa pehela nulaha yo 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 mela hekewa nuta hehe a yo reta. Shia he re yo yo awame lakabe washire yo he wa la he he kawako menuda anu yo he ame re he a yo yoza he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa ala are yo. Ashila me yo he, wa he wa da nu yo, he he shi a me me, nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo, nu me me yo yo la, he re he me tsa re, wa me be yo he he, a nu wa me he yo, ta me be me nu ko. Ayo ahe bewa, re ahe yo be me, te yo yo me wa me. There are three names on this chart that connect to the energy of the year 5778. The first name is name 13. It's Yud Zayin Lamed, Yozala. The energy of this name is heaven on earth. Name number 14, Membet He, Maybe He, has the energy of farewell to arms. And name number 30, Aleph Vav Mem, Awa Me, has the energy of building bridges. And when we, what we learn from this sequence and these three names is that by building bridges among people, helping to reduce conflicts in the world, whether it's conflicts in your house, conflicts between your wife, your spouse, conflicts with your children, conflicts between countries, conflicts in political arenas, conflicts in other avenues, conflicts in between sports teams. Anytime we reduce a conflict, we are helping to build bridges. And when we do that, we can begin to say farewell to arms. There's no need for wars. There's no need for conflicts because we can communicate and respect each other. And this is how we bring heaven down to earth. We'll now connect to the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. And the manner in which we do that is the same as what we did with the 72 names of God. All 216 letters, using their root vowels, saying it out loud. Wah, 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 yo, 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 sa, be, te, ah, ah, me, me, be, she, la, yo, hey, anu, ah, ka, me, ta, hey, hey, yo, anu, da, la, hey, wa, hey, me, ah, yo, sa, la, me, re, hey, hey, yo, yo, hey, may, may. La, wa, wa, ka, be, yo. La, yo, wa, pe, nu, la. Nu, me, ha, yo, he, yo. Me, nu, hey, 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 wa. Nu, yo, hey, hey, shi, ya. Yo, re, ta, shi, ya, hey. Re, la, yo, a, wa, me. La, yo, be, wa, hey, re. Yo, yo, wa, la, hey, hey. Ako me nu da anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la a re yo a la me ka he wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me nu he a nu wa ta. Me la he pe a yo, nu ko me yo re la, he be he me za re. Wa he ve yo a he, a la wa me za yo. Da he be me ka ko, a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me, he la yo, me he me. On this chart, in the name number 30, same letters, the same location within the chart is the letters, the name Aleph Vav Mem, Awa Me, building bridges is its energy. And this duplication, this emphasis of building bridges teaches us exactly how important removing conflicts from the world is, and recognize that it's our job to do that. That we need to reach out to people, not by force, not by power, not even by persuasion. Just simply laying out the logic, laying out that it's just silly to have a conflict. Explaining that. This is how we will say farewell to arms, meaning no more wars or conflicts, and this is how heaven will come down to earth. Because of your action, because of my actions. The Tzaddikim who left this day, the 21st day of Cheshvan, Rabbi Bezalel ben Rabbi Avraham Stern, Rabbi Yichya HaLevi Alshich, Rabbi Elazar HaKohen of Sochotkov, Rabbi David ben Zimra, known as the Radbaz, a very important, very knowledgeable Kabbalist. He was known to be the Mashiach ben Yosef of his generation. He wrote some very intriguing articles of how to unify all of the religions of the world behind the Torah. Not behind, but in support of the Torah. Not even in support of the Torah, to understand how to reach and connect with one God, Hashem. Rabbi Avraham Azulai, an extremely famous Kabbalist who wrote some amazing revelations in his writings. Rabbi David Shlomo Ipshitz of Soroka, Rabbi Yitzchak Ber of Podhais, Rabbi Elazar HaKohen of Poltusk, and Rabbi Moshe of Shichelnik. And the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach we say in a whisper. Today's class is our Zohar class. It's on the Parasha of Chaye Sarah from the Zohar. The handout can be found on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. In the first row, the right-hand column, we click on that link. It opens up to a list of all of the parashas in the year. We scroll down a few lines to Parasha Chaye Sarah. When we open up that landing page, we scroll down to section 11, which commences at Pasuk 62. And this is where we are starting.
V'ta'amat Sarah b'kiryat arba. Rabbi Abba Amar Kegavna Dala Awo Bekal Nese Alma Deha Itbar Hushvan Yomaha Ushnaha Vekiyumaha Be Alma Deha Hu Atar Deit Kabrat Veya ela leachaza tilahava kisara bekol nase alma. The translation. And Sarah died in Kiryat Arba. Rabbi Abba noted that of all the women in the world, only for Sarah are the number of her days and years and the time of her life in the world mentioned, as well as the place in which she was buried. This shows that there was no other woman in the world like Sarah. My commentary is to ask the question, what do you think makes Sarah so unique? We're not going to answer this here. There are some amazing books and commentaries on the life of Sarah. The Ari made commentaries. There are some modern commentaries. I highly recommend you learn more of Sarah so that you truly can appreciate what the Zohar is saying There is no other woman in the world that throughout the generations like Sarah. Pasuk 63. Ve'itema ha Miriam dikti v'tamat sham Miriam v'tikver sham begim li'achaza'a sarchana to Israel, kata to Hamayayo, la azle leho be Israel, ela biskuta, to Miriam avala, itmar be mitata, kimade itmar be Sarah. The translation, if you say that it is written of Miriam, and Miriam died there and was buried there, as it is written of Sarah, note that this was written only to show that Israel sinned, as said in the next verse, and there was no water for the congregation, and they gathered themselves together. Israel had no water there without Miriam, and her days and years were not specified when describing her death, as was done for Sarah. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk is clear as it is written. Pasuk 64. Rabbi Yehuda patach ashrech shem alkech ben chorim v'sarayich pe'et yokelu haikira ukmuha havrayayo aval idlan l'istakala pe'yach dit Zakain inun Yisrael Tekucha Barichu Yachavlon Oraita Laminda Kol Orchin Satimin Ulit Kalyayo Lon Razin Ilain. The translation. Rabbi Yehuda opened the discussion, saying, "Happy are you, O land, that your king is a man of freedom, and your princes eat in due season." This verse was explained by the friends. Nevertheless, we have studied that the children of Israel are happy because the Holy One, blessed be He, gave them Torah with which to know the hidden ways and reveal the supreme mysteries. My commentary. It is a true gift that Hashem gave Israel the Torah to break free of the Satan, and each member of Israel is a prince who eats the Torah as a code word for Torah study. Pasuk 65. Vecha itmar ashrei cheretz Da'eretz ha'chaim Begin de malka dila Azmin la ko birkam De'it barka me'avahan Ilayin raza Tevav te'ihu kaima Le'arka ala Birkan da tadir v'ihu ben chorich ben yovela v'apek avdin l'cheru b'radi alma ila adi apek tadir kol chayim v'kol nachiru v'kol meshach revut The kola im ged hai bira bukra, the higher et kada'a B'ni Abekori, Yisrael Ugin Kach Ashrech Eretz. The translation, "Happy are you, O land," refers to the land of the living, namely the Nukva, which clothes the living Elohim, Ima, because her king, Zeranpin, prepared for her all the blessings he had received from the supernal fathers, the supernal Abba and Ima. That king is the secret of the letter Vav, which is always in readiness to pour blessings over her. He is called a man of freedom, the son of a jubilee, which is Bina, namely Israel Saba, and Tuvuna, the Mohin who liberates slaves and gives them freedom, the Mohin of the illumination of Chachma. He is also a son of the supernal world, the supernal Lava and Ima, who gives generously from their everlasting union all life and illumination, the oil of greatness and honor. Thus it is written, Israel is my son, my firstborn. Therefore, happy are you, O land. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, this pasuk becomes clear also. Pasuk 66. Umadait bar ilach eret shemalkech na'er kimadi okmuha dehaeret tata'a dealma tata'a layanka ela migoy shaltanuta Tiarla vikola mehahu malka deikre Ne'ar kimadi okmuha Vavi la'era le'itzirif Lina kahake. The translation. The verse, "Woe to you, O land, when your king is a child," is explained as follows. This is the netherland, and the nether world draws nourishment from the uncircumcised foreskin alone. All is drawn down only from the king called child, namely Memtet, as was explained. Woe to the world that must nourish in this way. My commentary. Metaphorically, the world controlled by Satan receives its nourishment from the energy of End, which is what is a foreskin, as explained on the section of the Zohar on circumcision. Pasuk 67. Kachatze hai na'er. Na'ar leit leya migar meya kelum barkad natel birkan lezimnin yedian vekol zimnin it manau mineya veit tegarim sehara veit chashach Uvir kan itmana o mine yavavi li alma deitzterich li naka behahio shata viod bekalma dinin itdan hai alma adla yanka mine yadikola Padina it kayam, beit avad fiok muha. The translation. Come and behold this child, Memtet, who has nothing of himself but the blessings he receives from the Nukva at appointed times. Each time these blessings are withheld when the moon, the Nukva, is rendered defective and becomes dark. Woe to the world that depends on him for survival. Moreover, the world suffers many judgments before it draws nourishment from him, namely from the Klipot, for all is established and maintained through judgments, as has been explained. My commentary, this verse is clear as it is written, especially to a student of Kabbalah. Verse 68. Tachat sevata ma sara bakir yat arba razayu begindila hawa metata al yada dehahu nachash akima avila shaltat shalat. Bab kishar b'nei alma v'yihu shalit v'ho v'al yadeya me'ehtu b'nei alma mi'oma d'garen lo nadam bar moshe v'yacharon u'miryam dikti b'ho alpi Adonai Ugin Yikaradish Kinta Lakiti Bamiriam Alpi Hashem. The translation. The verse, "And Sarah died," also contains a secret, which is that she did not die by the tortuous serpent, namely the angel of death. It had no power over her as it has over the people of the world. As a result of Adam's sin, all the people in the world die by the serpent, except Moses, Aaron, and Miriam, who died by a kiss, as is written upon the mouth of Hashem. In honor of the Shekhinah, it is not mentioned of Miriam upon the mouth of Hashem, although she too died by a kiss. My commentary. The code word mouth is malchut. The mouth of Hashem is the Shekhinah. Pasuk 69. Aval basara kiti bekiryat arba razad kiryat arba Piraza ila avila al yada achara bekiryat arba velo benachash bekiryat arba iyo hevron veitchabar David malka biavahan bialda lahava Mitata bida acharayla bekiryat arba. The translation. Yet of Sarah it is written, and Sarah died in Kiryat Arba, because she died in and by the hands of Kiryat Arba, and not by the serpent. She died by the hands of Kiryat Arba, that is Hebron, where David was united with the patriarchs. Therefore, she died not by another, but in Kiryat Arba. My commentary. There are code words in this pasuk that can only be understood by the Hebrew letters. Pasuk 70. Kach Tatse Kad Yomin Devar Nash Itkaimu Bedargin Ila in Itkaim Barnash Bayalma Kevandila Itkaim Padir Gin Ila in Nafke Benachate Letata Adlik Dikrivu Lehidirga Timota Shirya Beya Ukdenatel Rishule Apek Nishmata Vitas Alma Bazim Nahada Untel Nishmata Vesaev Leya Legufa Leishtar Misava Zakain Inun Sadikaya Tilaistavu Tilaistar Beho Misavuta. The translation. Come and see. When a man's days are maintained by the supernal grades, namely the seven lower sephirot, Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchut, man thrives in the world. If he is not sustained by the supernal grades, meaning he has lived 70 years drawn from the seven lower sephirot of Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchut, his days come out of the sephirot and beneath the sephirot until they approach the level where death dwells, namely the angel of death underneath Malchut, of which it is said, sin crouches at the door. Then the angel of death receives permission to take out the man's soul. He flies through the world in one flight, takes the soul, and defiles the body, which remains defiled. Happy are the righteous who were not defiled by him, for no defilement remained in their bodies. My commentary is that to a student of Kabbalah, this pasuk is clear as it's written. To others, it's just confusing. This is the end of the section, the end of our class, unless and hopefully there are questions. While people are unmuting their phones, I will announce the classes coming up. On Motzi Shabbat, Saturday evening at 6 p.m. West Coast time, we have Havdalah. At 7 o'clock, we have an additional Zohar class for the new energy of the new week, which will be the Parashat Toldot. Sunday morning at 10:30, all times are West Coast times. Sunday morning at 10:30, we continue our study of the goodness of the land of Israel. And at 3 o'clock, we continue our study in advanced reincarnation. Shalom to all. Does anyone have any questions? Hopefully you all will have a good Shabbat, Shabbat Shalom, a wonderful day of energy, and a wonderful control. Shalom, Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom.